Good morning. Welcome to our Friday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Been talking and praying this week about enough and the things that God puts in our life, the way they ought to be enough, the way He's enough, the way that He provides, and the idea that with Him, we have what we need. And while there's always things we want, there's always a lack, a scarcity of one thing or another, a part of that is, well, the sinful world we live in. But part of it is teaching us a greater reliance on God. So I want to wrap up the broadcast part of the week with a time of discussion and prayer about enough grace. Perhaps a familiar passage to some, 2 Corinthians 12:9. Paul writes and says, "But he, that is Jesus, said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness.'" Context: Paul had been afflicted with some thorn in the flesh. And there's been a lot of scholars that speculate on what that might have been, but in a big way, that's not important, or God would have said what it was. But it was of such a nature that Paul went to God and asked. At least three times, we say that he says he went. And God kept saying no. Paul wanted this thorn in the flesh removed. He was convinced that his life would be more productive if he didn't have to deal with whatever he was dealing with. And after going back to God and going back to God and going back to God, the response he gets is that my grace is sufficient. But it's a little more of a response than that. Because Jesus comes along and God's word tells us the reason God's grace is sufficient. He says, it's because my power is made evident in your weakness. And as much as Paul may have been trying to reason with God about why this thorn of the flesh would be better off far removed from him, God had a simple answer that he was using it for the benefit of others. And one of the difficulties we have is that we tend to think of things in life according to how they benefit or don't benefit us. I don't want to endure things that are not helpful in the long run. I don't really want to endure things that are not helpful immediately. Our nature says there has to be a reason, there has to be a benefit, there has to be something I can tangibly see and know and touch and experience that makes it all worth it. And God comes along and says, what if the only result is that somebody else knows that I'm strong even when you're weak? You know, it would be like me showing up to an arm wrestling contest. You know, my presence there would not be any display of strength, but it would definitely show that those who have trained are strong compared to my weakness. And God says there's times where we experience things in life that may be painful, may be limiting in our estimation. Definitely would be unwanted. And his desire is that regardless of the cause, it's not saying that he causes all of that. But that we trust him. We trust his grace to be enough. You see, when the storms of life come, and they will come, it's generally not all that wise to reject the help of the one that understands the storm. And we live life knowing that there's enough grace offered by God for all of us. For all of our struggles, for all of our storms, for all of our difficulties. But part of the real application is, what are we doing with it? If God's grace is sufficient, is it only sufficient for Paul? Is it only sufficient for me? You think, I think part of God's desire, part of God's plan is to show us how much we need his grace so that we can also see how much we need to give his grace. That we need to extend that to others. That he can be seen as strong in the midst of their weaknesses rather than us putting boundaries around them because they're not like us, or they can't do what we can, or we're better. And when we begin to realize that what we can accomplish, what we do accomplish, what we should accomplish are all by the power of God, and we grasp the fact that the same power that is at work in us is at work in all those who believe in Jesus. In all of those who have died to self and been risen with Christ. God says that when we are immersed into Christ, that we not only have our sins forgiven, but we are given the gift of his Spirit, that power that works mightily within us. It's like we talked about yesterday of God generously giving wisdom to all who ask, and he gives it without finding fault. And when he says that those who are immersed into Christ would receive his Spirit, he says this promise isn't just for you that are here today. It's for your children and your grandchildren and for those that are near and for those that are far off. It's for all who would call upon the name of the Lord. And God's grace is evident in us and through us by the power of his Spirit at work to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. A great gift that we did not deserve. We've done nothing to earn. We've simply followed the steps of redemption that God set forth in his word out of obedience, out of desire to be right with him, to be in relationship. And whether it's the infirmities of our life, whether it's the struggles that we would just as soon get rid of, but whether it's our very salvation. God's word for us today is that His grace is enough. And as we allow His grace to work in our life, He accomplishes the things that we could never do on our own. And He is seen, and He is known, and He is lifted up as the one who is strong. When people see our strength, they generally see us. When they see our weakness, as God's people, they ought to be able to see His strength. And so we step out in faith. We walk obediently with Jesus. And we live as those who know God's grace is enough. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has given us what we need to accomplish great things for Your kingdom. Not because we become so good, but because we allow Your strength and power to be seen in the midst of our weakness. And Father, as we live life and we experience the difficulties of life and the struggles that come about, that we wage war against and trying to overcome by our might and our power and our strength, may we reach those times of full surrender that says Your grace is enough. May we learn how You use our weaknesses to benefit others so that they can see Your power at work in us, so that they can know that same power is something that can work in them. That they don't have to remain stuck in their sins. They don't have to live in despair or hopelessness. May we live expressing that same grace that we ourselves have received, that we ourselves need. May we know the all-sufficiency of Your grace to cleanse us. And may we pay attention to Your word as it outlines how we come in contact with the blood of Jesus to be washed clean. As it talks about our need to die to self and be raised with Christ. As it talks about the process of receiving Your Spirit and having our sins washed away. May we voluntarily become weak even, so that we can gain a strength that only You provide. Father, as we live life today, as we interact with the people around us, may it be done not only with Your grace being enough in our life, but Your grace being enough for us to extend to others. May we begin to look at how You use the things that we endure and the things that we go through to benefit others. And may that give us a greater confidence in Your grace being enough. May we grow in that desire to see people come to know You, to see people grow in their faith, to see people become greater witnesses for Jesus. And may we willingly embrace all of the things in life that help us to be instruments of Your grace. that help us to reflect your light and your power and your love. Father, as we grow in that awareness and acceptance of your grace being enough, may we do so in a way that lifts up Jesus to all who would see, so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Friday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.